12:38 on the Midday Report on 702 and Cape Talk. A story in News 24 today that the author Jacques Poe, through his attorneys, yesterday handed over copies of apparently classified state security documents, which he used in his book, The President's Keepers, which I'm sure pretty much all of you have read. And this was after the state security agency threats of legal action against him and his attorneys. So there has been a lot of correspondence up and down between the SSA and between Poe's attorneys as well, who have slammed these threats as a transparent attempt to intimidate our client. News 24 reporting that an SSA official arrived at the clerk's office on Monday morning to collect the documents after he offered in a letter to hand them over. So let's get some clarity on this with the author, Jacques Poe, who joins us now. Jacques, good afternoon to you. Thank you for your time.
Hi, Mandy.
So firstly, let's just clarify what actually happened here. What did you hand over and why?
Okay, all I handed over are copies of documents. Some of them have been in my possession since 2014. And I just quickly want to go back. You know, I started reporting about the principal agent network, which was overseen by Arthur Fraser and wasted a billion rand of taxpayers' money. I started reporting on this in 2014. Eventually, this culminated in my book, The President's Keepers, at the end of 2017. I've made no secret of the fact that I'm in possession of state security agency documents. My perception has always been that you can't use intelligence legislation to hide behind a crime. These documents don't reveal any state secret. All it does is to tell of all the abuse, the theft, the fraud that took place at the state security agency. Mm. Now, after I published my book, Fraser sued me for 35 million rand for defamation, and for he said a company he had by the name of Resurgent went under as a result of my reporting. You know, it raises a question: why did the state security boss run a company while he was in employ of the state? But anyway, so 4 years, absolutely nothing happened. The case wasn't going forward, and in the end of last year, he suddenly said to us to discover the documents we're going to use to defend the allegations we had made against him. This is standard legal practice. So we send him a list of all the material we're going to use in the list of state security agency documents. What Fraser did then, and this is very important, he wrote a letter to this President Cyril Ramaphosa, and he said to him, "Dear Mr. President, Jacques Poe is illegally in possession of state security agency documents, and he calls him the guardian of all classified documents, have to take steps against him." The next moment, we got a letter from the acting director general of the state security agency, and he demanded these documents back. And he said, "We are illegally in possession of these documents." We said to him, "First of all, we don't believe we are illegally in possession of these documents. Secondly, he's welcome to have copies of these documents. We'll show it to him." And that's what they came to fetch on Monday at the attorney's office. It was simply copies of these documents. We still intend to use these documents in the defamation case against him.
So it wasn't like these documents were never made public before, or they were classified, or that you were illegally holding these documents
I've had these documents forever. Even when Arthur Fraser was the Director General of State Security, when I published my book at the end of 2017, now everybody will remember that he tried to ban this book. Even then, they didn't take any legal steps against me for having these documents. They never instituted criminal charges against me. I mean, SARS instituted criminal charges against me for SARS documentation, but he never instituted any charges against me. Now, suddenly, that he has to go to court, he's trying to prevent us from using these documents against him, because these documents are devastating evidence against Arthur Fraser, and we do intend to use them.
So, Jacques, why now then? Are you saying it's because of the court action that's imminent?
Well, I mean, his letter to the President was triggered by the list he got from us, the discovery list he got from us, for the court case. So, of course, it's the court case that is triggering his current behavior. The irony is, it's just short while ago, a whole collection of state security agency documents were released on the State Capture Commission website. Amongst the documents they released is one of the documents he now says we are having illegally in our possession, which is the internal investigation of the State Security Agency into the activities of PAN. That document is on the State Capture Commission website. It's been declassified. So now, why this noise?
Well, Jacques, thank you for that clarity. I appreciate your time here. Jacques Poe, the author, explaining why these copies of documents, which he and his lawyers are saying were not classified, they've been in his possession for years now, why those were handed over.